Lover Unknown, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido, in collaboration with Saga. Last Time We Met at the Park, by Ingvild. Trondheim. I'm sitting here waiting for you. I'm going home with you today for dinner and a bit of what you fancy. I've met you a couple of times before, and I'm looking forward to it. Last time we met was in a park in the city. It was a nice, warm spring day, with not too many people about. Do you remember that we sat on the bench? Do you remember how much we yearned for it? Slowly but surely, we edged closer to each other, your arm around my shoulders, slowly caressing my cheeks, heated glances, eager hands. It wasn't easy getting to know each other on a bench like that. So we straddled the bench and sat facing each other, discussing life's great challenges. Your hands wandered all over my body, and our conversation became more random. But then, suddenly, there was a warm hand up my jumper, warm skin against cold fingers. I was quivering. You looked at me, and our eyes met. I could see that you were asking if you could continue. I said nothing, and could only feel my breath rising, my nipples turning hard, my sex beginning to open, while my body waited for more. You ran your hand up my back, making nice warm circles as you stroked me, then sneaked it around to the front of my breasts. Your fingers tiptoed inside my top at the side, and I heard you groan aloud. "I haven't felt anything so amazing and soft for ages," you said. "Is it okay if I touch you?" With careful, very careful movements, your fingers encircled my nipples, which turned hard and tight. It tingled in the pit of my stomach, and there was a chain reaction in my pussy. It began to swell up, and I was wet. It was fantastic to feel how you touched my tit. With your other hand, you lifted up my jumper, and again you groaned out loud. "What gorgeous big breasts you have. I get horny from just looking at you. I love your black bra and ample cleavage." You lifted both of them out of my bra so that my breasts burst over the edge of my bra. My nipples were dark and powerful, calling out to be touched even more. But how much more did we dare to do on a bench in a park in the middle of the afternoon? You took off your big jacket, put it around my shoulders, and used a hand to hold the jacket, so no one could see inside. You used the other hand to massage my tits. You bent down and licked my nipples with your tongue, making them wet, so they glistened. Then you blew on them, before carefully nibbling them with your teeth. I was so horny that I could feel how open and hot I was inside my trousers.